Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 19, The Appearance of Shukadeva Goswami, Text 21. Sarva Vaya Tavat, Sarve Vayam Tavat Ihas Maheta Kalevaram Yavat Aso Vihaya Lokam param vira jaskam vishokam yas yat yayam bhagavata pradhanaha sarve vayam tavadi hasmaheta kalevaram yavada sovihaya Lokam param virajaskam vishokam yasyad yayam bhagavata pradhanaha sarve vayam tavari hasmaheta Kaivaram Yavada Sovihaya Vakambara Viraj Kam Vishokam Jayayam Bhagavata Pradhana.
Ladies,
Vevayam Da. Bhagavata Pradhana Devayam Dhavari Hasmaheta Kalevaram Dhavara Sovihaya Kambaram Vijaskam Vichokam Yasya yam bhagavata ta pradanaha sarve
all
vayam avas tavat as long as iha at this place asmahe shall stay ata thereafter kevalam the body Yadvat, so long, Asau, the king, Vihaya, giving up, Lokam, the planet, Param, the supreme, Virajaskam, completely free from mundane contamination, Vishokam, completely freed from all kinds of lamentation, Yasyasti, returns. I am this, Bhagavataha, devotee, Pradhanaha, the foremost. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. We shall all wait here until the foremost devotee of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit, returns to the Supreme Planet, which is completely free from all mundane contamination and all kinds of lamentation. Purport. Beyond the limitation of the material creation, which is compared to the cloud in the sky, there is the Paravyoma, or the spiritual sky, full of planets called Vaikunthas. Such Vaikuntha planets are also differently known as the Purushottama Loka, Achutya Loka, Vikrama Loka, Harikeshara Loka, Keshava Loka, Aniruddha Loka, Madhva Loka, Pradumya Loka, Sankarsha Loka, Sridhar Loka, Vasudeva Loka, Ayodhya Loka, Dwarka Loka, and many other millions of spiritual lokas wherein the personality of Godhead predominates. All the living entities are liberated souls with spiritual bodies as good as that of the Lord. There is no material contamination. Everything there is spiritual, and therefore there is nothing objectively lamentable. They are full of transcendental bliss and are without birth, death, old age, and disease. And amongst all the above-mentioned Vaikuntha lokas, there is one supreme loka called Goloka Vrindavan, which is the abode of the Lord Shri Krishna and his specific associates. Maharaj Parikshit was destined to achieve this particular loka, and the great rishis assembled there could foresee this. All of them consulted among themselves about the great departure of the great king, and they wanted to see him up to the last moment, because they would no more be able to see such a great devotee of the Lord. When a great devotee of the Lord passes away, there is nothing to be lamented, because the devotee is destined to enter into the kingdom of God. But the sorry plight is that such great devotees leave our sight, and therefore there is every reason to be sorry. But the Lord is rarely to be seen by our present eyes, so also are the great devotees. The great rishis therefore correctly decided to remain on the spot till the last moment. We should all wait here until the foremost devotee of the Lord, Maharaj Parikshit, returns to the supreme planet, which is completely free from all mundane contamination and all kinds of lamentation. Namo Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatundeve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskyatyade Satarne Momupetya Panarjanma Dukali Amashasatam Napnuvanti Mahatma Samsidim Paramam Gutaha. After attaining which, Momupetya Panarjanma, one doesn't have to take birth again in the material world. Mamupetya Dukonteya. Because in this material world, it's Dukaliyam Ashasvatam. It's temporary and it's full of misery. So Krishna doesn't want us to be in a place which is temporary and full of misery, but we've come here because that's where we want to be. And we stay here because that's where we want to stay. Therefore, our goal, Maya Vesha Mano Yemam Nitya Yukto Pasate Sharya Paryopetas Teme Yuktatmo Mataha, is to accept devotional service. Maya Vesha Mano Yemam Mayeva Anadatsva Mayibuddhi Niveshaya Ivashi Shashimam Eva Atoravam Nisamshaya. Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me, thus you'll live with me always without a doubt. So this is what we're trying to be trained, how to remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. Now, the obstacle, what is our obstacle, is that we've come to the material world in order to be something that we're not. And we actually still believe we're something that we're not, and we don't even know who we really are. Although we've accepted the path of devotional service to find out who we actually are. And we've heard, at least in general, Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayora, Dasa Dasa Anudasa. We're supposed to be the servants of the servants of the servants of Krishna, because no one enters into any Vaikuntha or spiritual planet or Goloka Vrindavan without actually being an expert servitor of Krishna and his devotees. So that's what we're supposed to be learning. Now, how do we know if we're actually servants of the servants? What is our degree of being servants of the servants? Well, one thing we can do is we can listen to the devotees, and if they ask us to do something, then we could see whether it's in line with the teachings coming down to simple succession, and then our next business is just figure out how to do it, if it's what Krishna wants us to do. In other words, if we're going to serve the devotees, we actually have to listen to them. And then we have to put into practice what they're asking us to do. And if they become pleased by our service, then we spiritually advance. Otherwise, there is no spiritual advancement. In the spiritual world, devotees serve Krishna and they serve the devotees. And they're always becoming more Krishna conscious by doing that. So Pariksha Maharaj is sitting there, and his goal is to go back to the spiritual world. And that's supposed to be our goal too. And the way we go back to the spiritual world is in this lifetime, to always remember Krishna and never forget him. Smartavyak Saratam Vishnu Vismartak Jatu Na Kinchit. And why don't we do that? Because we see things as separated from Krishna. And why do we see things as separated from Krishna? Because basically the root cause is sex desire. Because we want to enjoy the material world. We want to imitate Radha and Krishna. And therefore we think that this body is supreme, is either a representation or a manifestation of either Krishna or Radha. And we're trying to control one another and the material elements by working in the material world in order to imagine ourselves to be the controllers and the enjoyers. So this is false, but still, Krishna supplies the ingredients, the material nature, so that we can go on forever falsely trying to become Radha and Krishna. We're hankering to be, as it says, Ichcha Dvesha Samutena Dvandva Mohena Bharata Sarva Bhutani Samoham Sargayanti Parantapa. That all living entities, and we're a part of those living entities, they're all born into delusion. Ichcha Dvesha Samutena Dvandva Mohena, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. So we hate the fact that Krishna, we're hankering to become Krishna, and we hate the fact that we can't do it. So it's quite a problem for the conditioned. That is the problem for the conditioned soul. The fact that he's trying to become Krishna and he's lamenting the fact that he can't do it. He's trying to become the controller and the enjoyer and he can't do it. So what's the solution? To become controlled by Krishna and enjoyed by Krishna. To let Krishna as the super soul from within and the representatives of the super soul from without be our guides, become their servants. Who is that? Shiksha Guru Ke Ta Krishna Sarup Antaryami Bhakti Shrestha E Dui Rup. That there are two representatives of Krishna. The Antaryami, the super soul, and the Bhakti Shrestha, the best of the devotees. So, as I said, when we take initiation, with the idea to give up our false ego, that I'm no longer have a material identification with anything. Instead, my identification is the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. And my spiritual master is representing the, either he's the Bhakta Shrestha, or he's representing a Bhakta Shrestha, and giving me the knowledge coming down in simple succession to the best of his understanding. And when I hear that knowledge, then I have to apply it. As I said last class, which is always good to remember, first of all, we have to hear it. We don't hear it. If our mind is so much clouded with all these thoughts going by, all the lamentations we've stored up that we prepare to suffer today, and all the hankerings we've stored up that we're prepared to suffer today, and we sit in class and all the hankerings and lamentations go through our mind, and we look at our watch and think, well, this will be done quick. It's the only thing I'm not lamenting about. Then we can't hear anything. And how do we know if we're hearing anything? Well, we have to judge and see if we actually remember anything. When we walk out of this class, the success of the class is that someone or everyone as much remembers at least one thing from the class. If you walk out and you can't even remember what the verse was, well, that's not very good. But if you can't even remember who the speaker was, well, that's really bad. But that's all right. But if you can't remember anything that was said, oh, that's then you just wasted your time. But Shruti Kirti Prabhu said, he was working so hard serving Srila Prabhupada that he was always tired. So, because he was obliged to sit in front of Prabhupada as his personal servant during when Prabhupada was giving class, he learned how to keep his eyes open while he was fast asleep. So that's another, that technique is, has to be learned in another class. But we're actually trying to remember something. That's why we read Prabhupada's books. Why is it boring? Because we don't hear it. What's boring is our imagination is boring. Because we're reading something we're often never land. You know, a never land that even Tinkerbell wouldn't even go to. So we actually have to come into the present. And the only way we can know if we're in the present is if we read something and then close the book and see if we remember it. If we can't remember it, means we haven't really read it. We may think we've read it. Our eyes may have glanced through something that looked like letters on a page, but we didn't hear anything or very little. So we have to close the book, open the book, see if we remember anything. And if we don't, not that we throw the book away, you're useless. No, we're useless. So we have to become useful by going back again and again and again until we finally remember something. Something what? Something that we can understand. That we can actually understand in a way we can actually perceive, assimilate, see in this world, see as some instruction that Prabhupada and Krishna are giving us. How to see this world, for what reason, so we can apply it in our lives, and what application, so that we become attached to service to Krishna and his devotees. If we want to go back to the spiritual world, that's all there is attachment to service to Krishna and his devotees. If we don't want to become attached to service to Krishna and the devotees, then that's why we have a material world and we can stay here. Even we can come back into a spiritual movement and get prasadam birth after birth, but we'll never go back to the spiritual world. Because we wouldn't fit in. We wouldn't know what to do. Therefore, we have to learn transcendental discrimination and transcendental expertise in service to the devotees so that we know how to serve them properly according to their level of spiritual advancement so that Krishna and the previous acharyas and the devotees are pleased. And what will be the result? The result is that we'll create an atmosphere of service, of family. And we'll actually always remember Krishna. We'll see Krishna everywhere and everyone. if we have a service attitude towards Krishna and to the Krishna's representatives, then the result is whoever we look at, we'll look at with the attitude of service, as trying to think about how to bring them back to Krishna's family, like Prahlad Maharaj. He had no problem himself, but he wanted to bring others back to Krishna's lotus feet. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, as we heard many times, Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh. Whoever we look at, we should think, how can I help you become Krishna conscious? I'm your servant. As Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda used to fold his hands when his disciples would be offering obeisances, and he'd say, Dasosmi, I am your servant. Not I am your master, I am your servant. I'm taking the role of being your master in order to serve you. And actually, the real master is my spiritual master, who's giving, because of his instructions, the super soul is reminding me of instructions, and when I repeat them to those who are following me, those who are listening, then I know they're not my instructions, they're the instructions coming by the mercy of the super soul for my spiritual master and the line of teachers coming from Krishna. And when I see my followers or disciples put into practice these teachings, then I learn from them how to become a better servant of my spiritual master. Therefore, the guru or the teacher takes his followers and his disciples as a kind of spiritual master, teaching him how to become a better servant of his spiritual master. So what will be the result? The result is that every moment we won't be in anxiety. What's going to happen? We already know what's going to happen. We're all going to leave this body very shortly. That's what's going to happen. Everything else is insignificant. Whatever is happening in the world, whoever is the president of the United States, at the time of death, won't make any difference to us. It's not that if someone gets elected as the president of the United States that everyone gets a free trip back to the spiritual world. Or if someone else gets elected, then at the time of leaving the body, Jai and Vijay come and they block us. They say, sorry, you come from the wrong place. No, it's up to us to remain joyful, prasanatma. Give up this hangry lamentation. Whatever thought is disturbing us is, we may think, I'm completely justified to be miserable and anxiety, to be envious, be angry. I'm completely 100% justified because I have the right cause. And actually, I should increase my lust, anger, and greed just to prove I'm right. No, any lust, anger, greed, anxiety, madness, whatever else, these are all anarthas. And we have to give them up if we want to actually become prasanatma permanently. We have to see things in relationship to Krishna, and then everything else will seem insignificant. Tuchava. It's not that we don't act with discrimination. We just go around with a big smile on my face. Everything's fine. The killing animals, I'm joyful about that. You know, everything. No. We have to become Krishna's instrument. We have to find out what Krishna wants us to do and do that enthusiastically. And worry, give up, let Krishna worry about the results. Yadricha labashantus do dvanvati to nimatsaraha samaksiravasirao chao kripapina nabadyate. One who is satisfied by gains which comes of its own accord, who's free from duality and does not envy, is never entangled although performing activities. So we have to be unentangled and at the same time become a better and better instrument for Krishna to fulfill his will, not ours. And if things don't go the way we would like them to, we can be assured that things are going the way Krishna wants them to do. That Krishna ultimately, although he may not want anyone to be in the material world, but he has two roles. He has to try and liberate them through his instruments and through his personal activities. And at the same time, he has to allow the conditioned souls to learn their lesson. Either way, he's gaining. When the conditioned souls are being harassed by Maya, that's an impetus to give up Maya. And when the living entities are ecstatic in Krishna consciousness, then they become enthusiastic to develop more Krishna consciousness. So our goal is not to go around and think ourselves to be either the controllers of this material nature, that's a no-no, or an enjoyer of the material nature. And also we shouldn't think ourselves to be the saviors of the conditioned souls, or anyone. My family, my children, my friends, or even my followers and disciples, I should think myself to be just an instrument to the previous acharyas, and by their mercy I might be able to do something. Without becoming humble, seeing our insignificant position, our complete dependence on Krishna and our spiritual master and our teachers in disciple succession, and their representatives in terms of the Vaishnavas. Without becoming humble, then we simply are covered by illusion. Since all we can do is being 1/10,000th the size of Tipperary's size, the only thing we can do that has any value is dovetail our desires with the desires coming down to us through disciple succession. Everything else we're doing is just wasting our time and probably wasting other people's time also. So Pariksit Maharaj was here. He was preparing himself for death. He was not going to lament because he was going to find out more and more about Krishna. And that's what we're all supposed to be doing, is just finding out more and more understanding, realization about Krishna, so we can become more and more a servant, a loving servant of Krishna and his devotees. We want to find that out. And so there was nothing lamentable for Pariksit Maharaj. He got the best spiritual master, the best circumstances. He was in the best atmosphere. Everything was auspicious for his going back to the spiritual world. But still, the devotees, they feel some separation. And even that separation is very auspicious, because there's no more intimate association than feeling separation from a great devotee. Even in the spiritual world, the devotees are feeling separation from not only from Krishna, but also from great devotees. And that's ecstatic, because one can actually more intimately associate and experience great devotees in Krishna through feelings of separation. In any case, it's also good to have their association, because then one has the opportunity to observe and also ask questions, and so many auspicious opportunities for service. But whether there is Vani or Vapu, it is all auspicious, equally auspicious, although Prabhupada would sometimes say that Vani is even more auspicious. But no one generally, in the spiritual world or in spiritual consciousness, we don't hanker for a separation. But when it does come, then that's also auspicious. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Vishwambar. Well, you have a loud voice. You can be as good as a...
So I like what you said about the emphasis on
Okay, if they have a microphone. Yeah, but anyhow, please go a little quicker.
So I liked what you said about remembering and being, you know, that it's kind of like boring because we don't understand what we're reading sometimes, or listening in class, we're forgetting. And I guess my question is, when we are trying to remember something, then sometimes I had asked you in the past once about reading the word for word or and Sanskrit, and yeah, so I kind of get less excited about some parts of things. And so how much emphasis do we put on reading the things that we get excited by, and reading things that we're not necessarily so excited by. We don't necessarily remember so much, maybe too technical for us, or just that type of balance.
Well, that's in one sense, it's a personal choice. You have to see what works. In another sense, we're reading, we're hearing in order to remember, in order to see in a perspective, in order to become convinced about what? How to serve the devotees better. So if we remember so many things and we don't become a better servant of the devotees, we don't become a more attentive and loving servant of the devotees in Krishna, then of course it's going to be boring, because the only thing that's really interesting is love, is experience of love, of pleasure, of awakening, of how to love better, how to experience more pleasure. If we experience that, then it's interesting. Otherwise, it may make us more efficient in what we're doing, but it will not be more effective in actually what we're trying to do, is enter into the platform of prema, bhava at least, feeling towards Krishna and his devotees, positive feeling, loving feelings towards Krishna and his devotees. So if we're not feeling that to the devotees, any devotee especially, or even others eventually, the innocent people, then we should study what's wrong with me, what am I doing wrong. That would be interesting. That would be worthwhile. But just to study and memorize, you know, which hand the conch shell, wheel, and club, and lotus flower are in, and which Vishnu form, may be interesting, because then we'll remember Vishnu and that will help us. But just technically knowing those things without utilizing them in service to Krishna and his devotees, well, it'll actually be boring after some time. We'll forget it because it has no relevance in our real practical lives. Real practical life is loving service to Krishna and his devotees.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for the wonderful class, Maharaj. What makes a great devotee in the spiritual world if everyone knows how to serve Krishna in a conducive form in the spiritual world?
What makes a great devotee?
Yeah, in the spiritual world. Because you said that there's spirits in the spiritual world that lament when they can't see great devotees.
Well, first of all, when we get to the spiritual world, we'll be able to understand. Because there's different intensities of love and expertise in serving and pleasing Krishna, of which Srimati Radharani is the pinnacle. So, but that has to be experienced. We need spiritual senses in order to understand that. Just like actually need spiritual senses in order to understand what's going on here. Otherwise, sometimes we take external expertise in dancing or chanting or even reading or lecturing, whatever it is, as the pinnacle. That one may be able to do these things very efficiently. But the effectiveness is how much love and devotion are actually invoked. How much feeling the speaker has, proper feeling, convey the proper feeling, and the audience is picking up the proper emotions from that feeling, the proper understanding of how to get those devotional feelings. So in the spiritual world, there are just unlimited degrees of expertise in pleasing Krishna through different means and the intensities of desire to do it. But I can't understand it, because just like if from my point of view, first of all, let me go to the spiritual world, then I'll be able to see, understand, you know, what intensity of desire to serve Krishna is there, what the different flavors are, rasas. Yes. Although here we can also get a glimpse and gradually understand it by process of devotional service. Yes.
Is it our remembering or memory automatically increase by our spiritual advancement?
Remembrance of Krishna will increase.
Yeah,
hopefully we forget everything else.
But automatically.
As Bhrigu Vihari Prabhu told me, he's going to see the elderly Puri Maharaj, who he knew previously. And Puri Maharaj at that time was over 100 years old, so Bhrigu Vihari Prabhu said, you know, Puri Maharaj, it's me, Bhrigu Vihari. And Puri Maharaj said, I can't remember you, sorry. He said, actually, I can't remember anything. The only thing left is faith in Krishna. The only thing I can remember is Krishna. So that's pretty good. It's perfection. So we may forget everything, except if we remember Krishna, that's the important thing. Yes.
Two things that you mentioned stuck to my mind about. One was that you were mentioning that conditioned souls, they try to, try to imitate Krishna or be like Krishna. So, just thinking about remembering, also you mentioned that we're talking about remembering and remembering. So if a conditioned soul has never seen Krishna, how can you want to imitate someone that you have never seen? If you cannot even remember what you did yesterday, or maybe a few years ago, it would be more difficult, what to speak of trillions and quadrillions of years.
Well, I'm not going to give an argument that we were with Krishna, but we don't have to imitate Krishna. We're imitating Swavitra Hostra Karar, Samstuptu Purushav Pashu, Niyat Karna Patayopeta, Jatu Namagadagurja. Men who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, they glorify the bigger hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, but they never glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead who holds the club. So, we may not be directly imitating Krishna, but we're imitating others, bigger sense gratifiers or controllers or enjoyers than we are. So everyone's taking some leader and imitating them. Otherwise, why do you walk down the street and see children with Spider-Man outfits on? Or they have a haircut like, you know, I don't know who. But, you know, because it's all imitation. Imitate a sports fan, a sports hero, a movie star, a politician, whatever else. I mean, so everyone is imitating. And ultimately, when you find out, where it all comes from, you wind up with Brahma. You find out he has a little tendency to imitate Krishna. So, but we can't trace it back so easily. But imitation is there. Everyone's imitating. Yeah.
Thanks for a nice class. Very insightful and very enlivening. I just wanted to make one point on the question that has been just asked, which you already answered to some extent. I'd just like to add something to it. And that is, the question is, if we haven't seen Krishna, then, you know, how can we imagine Krishna? How can we feel love for someone whom we've never seen before? But that's why we have Shastra. Shastra describes Krishna in very great detail. His hair, his nose turned up slightly, his smile. It goes on and on and on. And you can read pages and pages of descriptions of Krishna. That's the first thing. And as one reads these again and again and again, what happens is that they gradually become solidified in one's mind because we become attracted to them. This is an important point. There was another point that kind of jumped out of my mind, that if we continue to... There are paintings such as those which we see around the walls here. These are done under the guidance and direction of an advanced spiritual master, namely Srila Prabhupada. And they are not just paintings. Srila Prabhupada referred to them as deities, in fact. And
Therefore, if we cannot imagine even that which we have been reading about, we can look at these beautiful paintings and understand that they bear a very close resemblance to Krishna. I know that Srila Prabhupada, when he would receive a painting, if it didn't look the way it was supposed to look, he would often criticize it. He would say, you have too much yellow here. Or Krishna, it doesn't look that way. You made his head too big. Or things along those lines. So the Acharya has been a part of it, and Prabhupada himself is always seeing Krishna. So therefore, the combination of beautiful descriptions in the scriptures and beautiful paintings under the guidance of a senior advanced spiritual master helps us to develop that imaginative understanding of what Krishna looks like, and we can begin to apprehend that which we fix and focus and keep steady in our mind. However, it doesn't come automatically. One has to make effort.
Just one more thing I'd add. We're not only trying to remember Krishna or fix him in our minds, but when we're able to actually do that to some extent, even if we can't, even when we're chanting japa, we should also try to feel Krishna's presence, because Krishna is actually present there, and our trying to feel his presence is an exchange of love with him, trying to become present with him, one with him, and then Krishna will reveal himself in the terms of experience if we actually not only think about him, but we also give our love to him. Or as Prabhupada writes, the art of, in the Krishna book, the art of Krishna consciousness is the art of focusing one's attention and then giving one's love to him. Yes. Yes. Thank you very much. Grandaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Haribol.